Arctic Pathways for Indigenous Peoples' Ancestors. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. A new study suggests archaeologists should take another look at an inland route humans may have taken on their journey from Asia to the Americas some 13,000 years ago. University of Alaska Fairbanks archaeology professor Ben Potter says the recently published study serves as a counterargument to the dominant theory that humans migrated southward along the coast of what's now called North America.
I would characterize this paper as, in some sense, countering some of the more recent papers that have been a little bit more dogmatic and more absolute about arguments of it was the coastal corridor that was used and not the interior corridor.
The study is the latest round in a decades-long debate over the route taken by the ancestors of the Western Hemisphere's indigenous peoples through what we now call Alaska and Canada en route to points south. Potter says the study he co-authored cites evidence gathered from digs along what he and other archaeologists theorize was a corridor that had opened up some 13,000 years ago as the ice sheet and glaciers that covered much of the northwestern corner of North America were receding.
The argument that it was impossible along the interior corridor, we've, I think, now refuted.
Potter says he and his co-authors aren't claiming to have decisively proven that the hemisphere's first peoples used what they called the interior ice-free corridor to head south, only that there's evidence to prove they could have used the interior route, perhaps in addition to the coastal route.
The data are still ambiguous. There's no smoking gun for either of those, in our opinion, yet.
Potter says it's an important debate because it could inform theories about the last ice age and the origins of the so-called Clovis culture, thought to be the ancestors of the continent's indigenous peoples.
Understanding human capacity, human ingenuity, resilience, all of those things we want to understand about what makes us who we are and how did we adapt to very different environments.
We'll talk more about the study next week. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.